Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of December 20th, 2019. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. We'll begin with just a few announcements that needed to go out before we return to bowling on January the 3rd. From the President's Desk, I want to take this opportunity to wish each of you a very Merry Christmas and a very happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year. For those of you who came to our Christmas dinner last Saturday, I sure hope you enjoyed yourselves. Let me take a moment to thank the people who contributed their time to make our dinner a success. Lois Sanders, cooking. Carla Smith, dishwashing. Ginger Rush, cleanup and dishwashing. John Watson, setup and cleanup. Gerald Parrish, setup and cleanup. Azaria Dowd, serving. Renee Benton, serving. Sandra Lee Jones, serving and driving. Natasha, serving and driving. Thanks to all who assisted people at their tables. Susan Blackwelder for getting the church as our venue, and Emmanuel Baptist Church for allowing us to use their facilities. Get lots of rest, and we'll see you all again on January the 3rd. GMS Hoodies. The weather outside is frightful. Our hoodies are so delightful. If you're interested in purchasing a Governor Moorhead School hoodie, well, please get your money to the GMS before January the 7th. GMS will be placing the order on January 8th, and the hoodies should be back around January 16th. The pricing is as follows. Small dash extra large, $18. Double XL, $20. And triple XL, $21. Contact hoodies, HOODIES, at GMS. 2303 Mail Service Center, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27699-2303. We are sad to report that the Governor Moorhead School family has lost another member. Steve Kelly passed away on Sunday, December 15th, at the age of 60. While Steve was not a bowler, he was a classmate to several of our bowlers. The Raleigh Outlaws wish to extend our most sincere condolences to his family. His obituary reads as follows. Steve Timothy Kelly, 60, resident of Durham and native of Mount Olive area, passed away Sunday, December 15, 2019. Steve was the son of the late Robert Perry Kelly and Dorothy Anderson Kelly. He had been employed as a piano tuner with Piano and Organ Distributors, and also was employed with a mattress manufacturer in business with Lyons International, finally retiring to devote more time to caring for his wife. Steve was a graduate of Governor Moorhead School for the Blind in Raleigh. Surviving Steve are his wife, Deidre J. Kelly, of the home, a sister, Kathy K. Mullis, and husband, Jerry, of Mount Olive, two brothers, John, Robert, Johnny Kelly and wife Connie of Calypso, and Brian Kelly and wife Cammy of Goldsboro. Nieces and nephews, Anthony Mullis, Jamie Mullis, Reed Kelly, Robbie Kelly, Lauren Kelly, and Brianna Kelly. And great nieces and nephews, Landon, Ben, Reese, Rose, Riley, Nicole, Paige, and Levi. The family will receive friends Monday, December 23, beginning at 11 a.m. at Tyndall Funeral Home, with funeral services to follow in the chapel. Pastors Jeff Dial and Tim Snyder will officiate, with burial to be in the Wayne Memorial Park after the service. A reminder that announcements of interest are posted on Facebook. So please like the ABBA Facebook page, ABBA1951, the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League page, and the Carolina Bowling Alliance page. In the event of weather cancellations in the upcoming winter months, the Outlaws Facebook page will be a good place to check whether we are bowling or not. Folks, we're down to 3 boxes of milk chocolate with almond. All of the assorted ones have been claimed. Candy money! Please turn in the funds as soon as possible. The second annual CBA 9-pin and Scotch doubles tournament is scheduled for Saturday, January 18. This is the Saturday of Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. It'll be at All Star Lanes, 910 South Holden Road in Greensboro. Bowling will begin at 10 a.m., and there will be 3 games of 9-pin no-tap team competition and 3 games of Scotch doubles. We will bowl scratch for this tournament, no handicap. Outlaw entry fees of $30 are due in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, January the 3rd, which is our first night back after the Christmas holiday, or they may be delivered in cash the day of the tournament. Terrell needs names no later than Monday, January the 13th. There will be cash first and second prizes for teams and for doubles, and there's a possibility that we will have other fun prizes as well. This tournament is a fundraiser for the CBA General Fund, which will in turn help fund our next James Benton Memorial Tournament and Shootout, scheduled for Newton, North Carolina in the fall. More details about departure times, etc., will be forthcoming. Sweetheart Tournament. The Durham Pin Devils invite you to the 20th Annual Sweetheart Tournament to be held on Saturday, February the 15th at 10 a.m., with registration beginning at 9 a.m. This will take place at Village Lanes, 330 North Hardy Street, H-A-R-D-E-E Street, in Durham, North Carolina, 27703. Their phone number is 919-682-9145. Entry fees of $35 are due no later than February 10. Outlaw entries are due in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, January 31. Mail entry forms to Durham Pin Devils, Wendell Williamson, Tournament Director, 908 Obsidian Way, that's O-B-S-I-D-I-A-N, Way, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. And Wendell's email address is wendellwilliamson@yahoo.com in the event that you need further information. Hear ye, hear ye. Get your ABBA raffle tickets. The fundraising committee is sponsoring a cash raffle this year. You know, we all love winning cash, and these odds are much better than the lottery. Raffle tickets will be sold for $5 each, or 5 tickets for $20. 2/3 of the money raised will go to the ABBA General Fund, and 1/3 will be divided equally between 4 lucky winners. The more tickets that are sold, the higher the cash prizes. The drawing will be held at the 2020 ABBA Tournament in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. Winners do not need to be present in order to win. Leagues may send in names and addresses of those wanting to participate, along with a check made payable to ABBA, and send this to Janice Erkilla, E-R-K-I-L-L-A, 5253 42nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. Call Janice with any questions at 612-722-3041. Chances will also be sold at the tournament in May. Remember, you determine the amount of the cash prizes. The more you buy, the higher the prize. If anyone wishes tickets, please email Janice at rekilla@comcast.net. And good luck from the ABBA Fundraising Committee. So who are the hot shots for Week 13? Judy Eason Farr, 96, Dennis Glenn, 120, Kenny Farr, 131, Azaria Dowd, 129, Albert, 139, Sharon Benton, 159, Miriam Dixon, 133, Marjorie Conyers, 143, Ralph Height, 178, Darwishi Adams, 89, Kaisha Adams, 112. Letitia Adams, 147. Mike Blunt, 141. Lois Sanders, 149. Carla Smith, 160. Van McLean, 91. Reggie Blunt, 111. Ginger Rush, 149. And Jeff Tucker at 138. ABBA awards are given as follows. Single games over average, that's 100 pins over, 75 pins over, and 60 over for averages of less than 100. Two categories, silver and bronze. Under silver, PM 225 and over. Bronze, PM 215 to 224. Silver TM 175 and over. Bronze TM 165 to 174. Silver PF 195 and over. Bronze PF 185 to 194. Silver TF 155 and over. Bronze TF 145 to 154. Silver SM 260 and over. Bronze SM 250 to 259. And silver SF 230 and over. Bronze SF 220 to 229. Triplicates and the following splits: 4-6, 4-6-10, 4-6-7, 4-6-7-10, 7-8-10, 8-10, 7-9-10, 7-9, and 7-10. If anyone bowls a game which qualifies for an award, please let Ginger know, preferably by email or a note, so that it can be requested. Now, you're probably wondering who has the bye or what week do I have off? So here's the list for those who have a bye for the month of January 2020. January 3rd, Team 6, the Midnight Bandits. January 10, Team 7, the Posse. January 24, Team 8, the Silver Bullets. January 31, Team 4, the Gunslingers. NFB of NC needs your help. Woof, woof. Sounds like a dog got in the studio here. Well, the NFB of NC needs your help, and it doesn't cost you anything. We need 20 more people with guide dogs who use Uber or Lyft to contact the National NFB organization at the information below and let us know how your experience went. It can be a good experience or a bad one, and the person does not need to be a member of the NFB. Please contact everyone that you know with a guide dog and ask them to help us out. If we can get 20 people, the state NFB will receive $500, but it must be done by December 31st, not much time left. So get on the computer and get on the phone and start asking for help. Get out there and do a little bit of woof woof. Contact Valerie Yingling at 410-659-9314, extension 2440, or by email at vyingling@nfb.org. Real ID requirements. By the end of 2020, it will require what is known as a real ID issued by the state in order to fly, in order to get on an airplane. This is obtained from the State Department of Motor Vehicles just as you get your current state-issued ID card and serves the same purpose. To obtain a real ID, there are certain other documents that are needed, including a copy of your birth certificate, a Social Security card, documents also proving your resident status in the country and the state. For a complete list of what you may need, and there are certain items you only have to have out of the big list, but to look over that list, go to this website. It's a little bit long, so hang with me here. https://www.ncdot.gov/dmv/license-id/nc-real-id/pages/requirements.aspx. Lines are expected to be much longer in the upcoming months of 2020, so please don't put this off. It's not fun to just stand in line and wait and wait and wait, but you're going to need it if you want to get on an airplane by the end of 2020. Scholarship offer. The American Council of the Blind, the ACB. They annually award approximately 21 scholarships ranging in amounts from $1,000 to $7,500. These scholarships are awarded to students attending vocational or technical colleges, entering freshmen, undergraduate and graduate students who are legally blind, who maintain a 3.0 GPA, and are involved in their school or local community. To qualify, each applicant must be enrolled in an accredited college or university in the United States for the upcoming fall semester. To read the scholarship guidelines and complete an online application, please visit www.acb.org/2020-scholarship. Applications are being accepted online through Friday, February 14, 2020, at 11:59 Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time, not Eastern, not Mountain, not Pacific, but Central. Only application supplements which cannot be emailed can be mailed in, and they must be postmarked no later than Friday, February 14, 2020. If you have any questions about the American Council of the Blind or the ACB Scholarship Program, they ask you to contact the Minnesota office at 612-332-3242 or one of the Scholarship Committee chairpersons, Denise Colley, C-O-L-L-E-Y, at colleyd1952@gmail.com or Rebecca Bridges at bridgesrj@gmail.com. Scholarship winners will be announced in May. Each winner will be expected to attend the ACB National Conference and Convention, which will be held July 3 to the 10th, 2020, in Schaumburg, Illinois. SM Music Reader. The Sao Mai, if I'm pronouncing it right, S-A-O-M-A-I, Center for the Blind Music and Audio. SM Music Reader is a free Android app for everyone to read music sheets developed by the Sao Mai Center for the Blind. Besides the functions to draw music sheets and play MIDI files, SM Music Reader also offers full accessibility options with speaking and customizing modes for visually impaired users to use it with screen readers like TalkBack or Voice Assistant. SM Music Reader currently provides the following features. Read music files written in music XML format. Draw sheet music for exchanging scores among both sighted people and people with visual impairment at the same time. Play MIDI files. Play all, by part, by staff, and by highlighted passage. Forward, rewind, and automatically repeat. Adjust tempo, metronome, volume, and select instruments' voices. Support reading with screen readers. View the whole part or selected staff. Speak note by note and bar by bar. Speak in order of voice, horizontal, or by timestamp, vertically. Speak most details of the score, like directions, chords, nuances, slurs, ties, ornaments, fingerlings, strings, lyrics, etc. Navigate to a certain bar or a line. Manage your favorite lists and view the file's details. As a nonprofit, Sao Mai Center relies entirely on our sponsored projects and financial aids from donors. Therefore, your contributions in any manner will more or less help us maintain and develop this app, as well as other useful tools for the blind. Contact us via email at info@saomaicenter.org. For more information about us, please visit https://www.saomaicenter.org/en. It's time now for Top Tech Tidbits. For this latest recorded issue of Top Tech Tidbits, we are reading the titles and a short description. You can check out the Top Tech Tidbits online to see all of the information available, or you can subscribe to have it come to you via email each week. The website is www.flying-blind.com/tidbits. They offer classified ads as well for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc., as well as the Tech Tidbits. Here's the latest issue, which will be the last one for 2019. Top Tech will return on January 9, 2020. Book on Chrome for Windows is now available. A new book, Get Cracking with Chrome for Windows, is now available in Word and MP3 formats. Each format costs $15, and the recommended package of both costs $25. Freedom Scientific Training YouTube. Short videos are frequently added to this channel. Outlook Accessibility Webinar on YouTube. This is a recording of the recent Microsoft Accessibility Learning webinar using Outlook. Article on Apple Accessibility Philosophy. This article from the Evening Standard is an interview with Sarah Herlinger, Head of Accessibility. A quick introduction to using Gutenberg. Gutenberg is the new editor for the WordPress environment. If you want to use it, here are some accessibility suggestions. OneNote Wonder course. Hartken Consultancy offers a new course on using OneNote Windows 10 app along with JAWS scripts to enhance the accessibility of the app for £50 British with the registration deadline of 14 January 2020. You'll have to check out that £50 in terms of what it means in U.S. money, but £50 it is for this British site. Final In Process for 2019, the last newsletter of NV Access, discusses the beta of NVDA 2019.3 and how to use track changes in Word. Review of Apple AirPods Pro. This comes from Marco's Accessibility Blog. Demo of AirPods Pro using VoiceOver. This comes from David Woodbridge. A look back on 2010 to 2020 decade. This is another podcast from David Woodbridge. Use Aira, A-I-R-A, free with any shopping task. Through 10 January 2020, you can get free Aira assistance with any shopping task online or in person. The Apple Viz community names Seeing AI and Dice World as its golden apples of 2019. Every year, Apple Viz gives out these awards, and this year, two familiar apps are the recipients. Tech Doctor examines new Apple products. David Woodbridge and others take part in this discussion. Skype 8 Electron scripts and NVDA add-on. Doug Lee continues to update the scripts and add-on to enhance the accessibility of Skype. Three more to go. IACast number 137, giving thanks to tech. The IACast team discusses technology that they are grateful for. Blind Bargains Quest number 202, the year-end special is almost here, and here is episode number 202. And finally, Outlook Business Solutions on Eyes on Success. This company seeks to match visually impaired consultants with companies in need of their services. Hear about them on episode number 1951. And off we go to the calendar of events. The Wake Federation of the Blind meets regularly at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, on the second Saturday of each month from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Robert Parrish is the president and may be contacted at 919-616-1606 or via email at robertcparrish7@gmail.com. Please see ArtsAct's website at http://www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shtml for a listing of audio-described performances. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities' next meeting will be on Thursday, January 16, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300. And you can reach him by email at Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, with two T's, 09@gmail.com. Finally, the Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and its activities. Hey, we're just about to the end today, but we can't leave without having a bit of a recipe that will bowl you over coming from the Chuck Wagon Gang. The editor has a note. If anyone has a recipe they would like to share, please email it to me. And the me, being Ginger Rush, at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net. Oops, hold it. That's not right. Is that right? I think that's right. Yes, it is. I'm always on the lookout for good and easy recipes. If there's something that you'd like to know how to make, let me know, and I'll see if I can find it for you and include it in spare times. In the meantime, here are a few easy ideas to use when company is coming and you need to put out some quick snacks. Take a block of cream cheese and spread pepper jelly over it. Serve it with crackers. I've had that. It's delicious. Pop some popcorn. You can have Parmesan cheese, chili powder, etc. for people to add to their popcorn if you want. You can also mix in some chocolate chips and or some M&Ms. Never tried that. Almost everybody likes cheese and crackers, so keep a couple of kinds on hand and you're always ready. Fully agree. A jar of good salsa and a bag of chips in the pantry is always handy. Yep. That'll go over very big. Now, cream cheese and brown sugar melted together in the microwave make a caramel dip to serve with apple slices, graham crackers, or whatever else is handy. I'm going for that one now. And this one's a little more work, this last one, but it's so good. Take English muffins and spread them with some pizza sauce or spaghetti sauce. Put a piece of pepperoni on the top. And then top it off with some cheese, maybe some nice mozzarella. Put it in the oven until the cheese melts. And you can do this with French bread slices if you want to as well. Once again, I want to make sure that we wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a very happy and prosperous New Year. We'll see you in 2020. You've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We certainly hope that you have enjoyed it. This program is readily available after the broadcast as a podcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.